an Orthodox Mass is held at one of the Eastern Church's places of worship in Prague. Although the Orthodox Church has a relatively small congregation in this country, it has a long and rich history in the Czech lands. It was the Orthodox saints Cyril and Methodius who first brought Christianity to this part of the world, when they converted Great Moravia in the 9th century. And Moravia was the place from where Orthodox Christianity later spread eastwards to Ukraine and Russia. Although the Czech lands subsequently aligned themselves with Rome, their links with the Eastern Church were revived in the 15th century, when the reformist Hussite movement initially sought to join the Greek Orthodox Church, before this plan was eventually thwarted when Constantinople was conquered by the Turks in 1453. Centuries later, when democratic Czechoslovakia was founded after the First World War, many Czechs and Slovaks were attracted by the pan-Slavic nature of the Eastern Church and took advantage of new religious freedoms to convert to Orthodox Christianity. Lots of churches were built and the congregation swelled to around 145,000 people before the outbreak of World War II. The church suffered greatly during the Nazi occupation, primarily because Bishop Gorazd, the head of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia, allowed those who assassinated Reichsprotector Reinhard Heydrich to shelter in the Orthodox chapel on Reslova Street in Prague. When these resistance fighters died after being discovered by the Nazis, the occupants quickly set about taking reprisals against the Orthodox Church. Altogether, 256 priests and laymen were rounded up and executed, including Bishop Gorazd, who has since been declared a saint. Church life didn't recover from this crippling blow until after the war, when it began to revive slowly. Moscow made the Czech lands and Slovakia an autonomous patriarchate in 1951, and this was formally recognised by Constantinople in 1998. Today, the Orthodox congregations in the Czech Republic and Slovakia still remain canonically unified, even though the countries have gone their separate ways politically. Although today's congregation in the Czech Republic is relatively small and only numbers around 30,000 to 50,000 people, masses are well attended and the church is attracting a lot of new members. The Czech and Slovak branch of the Orthodox Church is now headed by the Czech-born Archbishop Krzysztof. He says that many people here have become interested in religion since the fall of communism, and that quite a few have been attracted by the very traditional nature of the Orthodox liturgy.
A lot of new people is waiting for some new connection with our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Orthodox way is mystical and is traditional. And for this reason, a lot of people is coming to the Orthodox churches to pray and to ask for the old Christianity in our country and looking for church with old tradition and with mystery.
Igor Strelets is one Czech who has converted to Orthodox Christianity. He says that the church's historical links to this country, stretching back to the time of the great Moravian Archbishop Methodius in the 9th century, were one of the things that appealed to him.
I'm feeling like they continue the tradition of Method, and then they continue of the tradition of our Hussite movement, the tradition of Gorazd, Bishop Gorazd. I am proud that I'm coming from Czech Republic, where the Orthodox Church start in Great Moravia, and from the Great Moravia it was spread to the Russia, Ukraine, and the East countries. And it's something like proud part of history.
Besides new Czech converts, the Orthodox Church's congregation has been boosted by new arrivals from other countries. These include a number of Greeks who have moved here to conduct business since the Czech Republic joined the EU, but they mostly comprise guest workers from the states of the former Soviet Union. Archbishop Krzysztof says that although this increase in numbers is welcome, the fact that new arrivals come from different traditions also poses a challenge in terms of maintaining unity in the Czech and Slovak Orthodox Church.
More new Orthodox believers is from former Soviet Union, Russia and Ukraine. For this reason, we have more and more believers. It is very, for us, very nice, but we have to create some solidarity, not only for the Czech original believers, but to try to have a spiritual care about all our believers.
Another challenge for members of the Orthodox Church is that its Christian calendar is out of sync with the Catholic one that prevails here. As a result, Orthodox churchgoers have to adapt to public Christian-based holidays like Christmas and Easter being celebrated here on different days to those of their own church. Igor Strelets, however, says that instead of this being a problem, he and his fellow Czech co-religionists can enjoy the best of both worlds.
For me and for my family, and I think that for families who live in Czech Republic, it's no problem because we have two times more celebrates. We celebrate both. I must say that the celebration across the Czech calendar, we celebrate every celebration like every family here because we love this celebration. And according to our calendar, it means Orthodox calendar, we celebrate this celebration more religiously.
Any religion in this country also has to face up to the highly secular nature of Czech society, which means that most churches have to contend with a lot of indifference or even suspicion. Archbishop Krzysztof, however, says that this issue has been overstated, and that many Czechs are in fact open to the idea of religion, and that the Orthodox Church can prosper in their midst.
Czech people, I have to say, is without the church, not without the faith. Everybody from the Czech population have some faith, own faith, but it's not connected with some church, Western or Eastern or Protestants. We have own faith, I would say, but we have faith. We are not people without faith. The Czechs is people without church. We have to find the right church. It is the problem.